And our gospel lesson is from the Gospel of Luke, the second chapter, reading verses 8 through 14. Listen now to the word of our Lord. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let's pray together. God, I give you thanks this afternoon for this moment of still. The season is just so filled with noise and busyness. And how good it is to just come and pause a moment in your presence. To gather with our brothers and sisters. And feel your warmth and your love here among us. God, we come here from so many different places. Struggles that we've gone through this year. Some ready to celebrate and turn the page on a new year. Others lingering, longing for what has been. Meet us, O God, in this time. May we know and feel your presence in this place. May the message of Christmas come into our hearts and into our minds, that we might go, knowing everywhere we go, you are with us. Thank you, God, for this moment. All of this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, who was born wrapped in swaddling cloths and placed in a manger. Amen. As a Bruce Springsteen fan, I was intrigued a couple of years ago when his wife and fellow E Street Band member Patti Scialfa came out with a solo album. I downloaded 23rd Street Lullaby from iTunes and found mostly quiet songs with very simple arrangements. And like my favorite Springsteen stuff, it relied heavily on well-crafted lyrics. It was the lyrics of one track that particularly captured my imagination. It's a song that expresses the songwriter's feelings of inadequacy when confronted with how she believes she ought to live her life before God, as she tells it through the story of meeting a street preacher. The second verse captures it well. Hear these words. "Now there's this man on the corner in a long black sweater saying, 'Sinners, they will burn forever.' Well, I must be guilty of something, some price I forgot to pay. I must have done somebody wrong somewhere along the way. That keeps me," and then she repeats the chorus, "stumbling to Bethlehem in an absence of light. Stumbling to Bethlehem. Don't worry, darling. Yeah, don't think twice." As you come to this Christmas Eve, Maybe that's how we're feeling. I mean, others come to Christmas Eve striding and confidently singing to the manger, "Oh, come, let us adore him." Yet many of us feel that we're just stumbling to Bethlehem. While we try, I mean, really try to be festive and join in the celebration, there's just a darkness that we can't shake, a grief, a pain, a worry, a regret. And it might be something new. As this year you go through Christmas for the first time without somebody by your side. Or maybe it's an old grief, one you thought you dealt with, which for some inexplicable reason has become in the fore of your mind this year. Or maybe for you it's simply a sense of anxiety over what might happen in the year ahead with your job, your kids, or whatever fills your mind with worry. And try as you might to go through all in on the celebration of Christmas, we're just not feeling it, at least not completely. I mean, this year, and maybe for the 10th year in a row, you're stumbling to Bethlehem. And the good news of the gospel is, that's okay. It's okay to be in that place today. Even though I know it doesn't feel right. I mean, this is the season when people tell us we're supposed to be merry and jolly and sing and shop and party and be with people all the time. But some of us feel disconnected from all of that. And even if we're not talking about it much, it's just there. I mean, we keep quiet for fear of raining on someone else's parade, or maybe they're for fear of encountering someone like the street preacher in that song who might say something that's really not helpful. I mean, sometimes we church people are the worst at that. I mean, we say things even when we're trying to be helpful that really aren't. In a recent book on prayer titled Help, Thanks, Wow, Anne Lamott writes about her experience with people who were trying to help her while she's struggling, but in the end were pretty irritating, which she shares in her offbeat humor. She writes this: "I was so sensitive about myself and the world that I cried or shriveled up at the slightest hurt. People always told me, 'You've got to get a thicker skin.' Like now they might say jovially, 'Let go and let God.'" And then she adds with a smile, "Believe me, if I could, I would. And in the meantime, I feel like stabbing you in the forehead." Maybe you've heard that comment along the way. I mean, Christmas songs, cards, and sentimentality often come with a similar "let go and let God" bumper sticker theology kind of message, which is seldom helpful and often incredibly irritating, if not downright hurtful. And knowing that those comments are out there, sometimes we just choose to keep it to ourselves and struggle in silence, which has a bonus, keeping us from wanting to stab anybody in the forehead. But when we read the Christmas story, we begin to realize how the people of God had been stumbling to Bethlehem for centuries. I mean, for the prophet Isaiah, the words that we read earlier in the service were addressed to the people of Israel some 700 years before Jesus' birth. And did you hear the words as he says that they've suffered more than their fair share, double for all of their sins? Stumbling, suffering. The psalmist writes in Psalm 13 about feeling forgotten by God. I mean, fearful that God has turned his back on him or her. Mary and Joseph, an unmarried young couple, making the long journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem while Mary is 9 months pregnant. To the shepherds, a group of considered religiously unclean, stumbling down off the hill to a manger after a visit from an angel. all of them stumbling to Bethlehem. And Jesus' ministry with the stumbling doesn't stop there. I mean, he literally strengthens those whose legs are weak. He gives sight to those who cannot see. He feeds those who are hungry and offers living water to a woman beside a well. He welcomes those who feel they don't belong and comforts those who are grieving. He doesn't call people who have it all together, who are already accepted, but is instead followed by a ragtag group of ordinary folks with their own struggles. And for me, that's what this scene is all about. This is why Jesus is born in Bethlehem and not Jerusalem, where even the wise men expected him to appear. And this is why Jesus is born in out with the animals rather than in the house. Why the angels go to shepherds rather than the religious elite. The Christmas story reveals to us that Jesus has come for people just like us. Those who are sometimes ready to celebrate, but also those who are sometimes broken and hurting and stumbling. For those who've been trying to let go and let God, but haven't quite figured out how yet. For those who know they ought to commit their deceased loved one to God, but are sad and angry as they miss him or her. For those who've heard that God is the parent of the parentless, but who this year really miss mom or dad. For those who've heard Jesus is all we need, but are wondering how things are going to be if their job is eliminated. It's for those who know that Jesus walks with them, but who also grieve a broken relationship or the marriage that they long for, which hasn't happened yet. It's for all of us who in the midst of struggle continue to seek God, to find hope in him, and, well, keep stumbling toward Bethlehem. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I like Anne Lamott as an author, and a couple of weeks ago I found this interview where she was describing how she became a Christian. And she says this, she says, I wandered into this biracial church across the highway from where I lived. And the only reason I went in was because it was across the street from a flea market, and I was there a lot of Sunday mornings. I would hear this gospel singing. So I'd wander in because I'd run out of good ideas, and no one at my church hassled me. They didn't try to get me to sign on the dotted line. They just let me sit there, and they just let me sit there. And the air, she says, was nutritious. She stumbled into church one day, drawn by a song, and found Jesus there. Just showing up and sitting there and inhaling this nutritious air eventually changed her life. She began to notice that this faith wasn't just for the people who already at the church, who seemed to have their lives together. It was even for people like her who were struggling with alcohol and drugs. And for people like you and me who've run out of good ideas and are struggling to heal. Unfortunately, Patty Scialfa's song doesn't offer a lot of hope. In the end, as the song winds down, she's still groping in the dark, still listening to the voices telling her she's not good enough, still struggling on her own to feel better about herself, about her situation. But Christmas offers us a much better story. I mean, stumbling or not, when we arrive in Bethlehem, we learn that this child is called Emmanuel, which simply means God is with us. And that baby lying in the manger is the very presence of God breaking into our world, offering us a hope we couldn't possibly know otherwise. The child, Jesus, will grow and tell us that he came to give us life, rich and abundant life. Christmas is the story of God coming to meet us. Here in the mess of a stable, in the mess of our lives, He comes to us. Sinful, hurting, messed up, worried, broken, widowed, divorced, alone, scared, stumbling through life, completely out of good ideas, and every once in a while feeling like stabbing somebody in the forehead. God came to you here and now. Stumbling or not, you're here. And so is Jesus. And that is what this day is all about. Let's pray together. God, we thank You for this glorious message that You're not a God who stays far away waiting for us to get our act together, but instead You're the God who comes to us and meets us where we are, even when that place isn't all that pretty, even when it's a place we might not be proud of. You come and meet us. You do not abandon or forsake us, but You're here right now. Remind us, O God, of Your presence on this Christmas Eve, tomorrow on Christmas Day, and through all the days of our lives. All of this we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.